00. Yes. Okay, it's Tuesday night. So we're going to finish up Hilchos Tefillin. And then we're going to move on. So today I want to do Siman Lamed Dalet. To learn Hilchos Yontif is a very long project. Hilchos Shavuos is barely existent.
We're starting Birchas Hashachar.
We're going to move on. Yeah, I want to finish up Hilchos Tefillin first.
No,
that we did already. That was in Siman Dalet. What's Nagiyah Shavuos was in Siman Dalet. That we did. Siman Lamed Dalet. We're going to learn about Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. It's based on, it's good to know, you know, it's just a word. So, Menachos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Menachos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Says, Tana Rabbana. You have it? I told you, Menachos, that was the reason. You don't have to get one. It's good to see where Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin comes from. It wasn't that Rabbeinu Tam, had a
designer tefillin
stam business. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzat Sidra. The last five lines. The last six lines. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzat Sidra. How are the parashios and the tefillin set up? So the first braisa says, there's four parashios and tefillin that we all know. Kaddish li v'hoya ki v'yacha miyamin. Shema v'hoyim shemoyam b'smol. Obviously the order in the Torah is Kaddish v'hoya ki v'yacha shema v'hoyim shemoyam. That's the order. Chronologically, so to speak. So Kaddish li v'hoya ki v'yacha on the right side. Shema v'hoyim shemoyam b'smol. V'tanya ipcha. Bryson says the other way around. Rashi says Ketzat Sidron Seder Hanachosa. That's it. Rashi says Ketzat Sidron Seder Hanachosa. We'll see as we go through the Machlokes that everybody's moida how you write it. The Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Pshat and the Gemara is how it's Masudar in the Tefillin. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you still have to write it in order. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see, you write Kaddish Erek V'Yacha, and then you skip a column. And then you're in the Shalyad, when it's one piece of parchment. So the way to write the Tefillin is Kaddish Erek V'Yacha, skip a column, write Shema, and go back and write V'Hoyim Shemoyah. What? According to most, I really don't know the Lamaisa because I never went into the Inyan. There is a Machlaikas, but the consensus of all the Achrenim I've seen is that Rabbeinu Tam is also on the Shalyad. So the Gemara asks, Latanya Ipcha, Kaddish and Kviyacha on the right, and Shmai Vishmoy on the left. Ida is a Bryce of Fakert. Amar Abaye Lokashya. Kan Miyamino Shel Kore. A person standing opposite the person wearing the tefillin, reading the parashas, as if he's reading in the Torah. So his right. Kan miyamino shel meiniach. V'hakoyre koyre kesidra. So now, there's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. That's where the word Rashi's tefillin comes from. Rashi's pshat in this Gemara. Ketzat sidra, say to hanachosun, kan miyamino shel kore, kan miyamino shel meiniach. Kshahakore omeid keneged meiniach. Someone standing back in front of me, facing me. Have yamino sholzeh, l'shmol sholzeh. So in other words, when it said Kaddish v'yakviyacho, in other words, so the person standing, so his yamin, which is my small, if I'm wearing the tefillin, so according to Rashi, it's going to be Kaddish. It's going to be Kaddish on my left. This person standing opposite me is right. Kaddish, Voyer Kiviyacha, Shema, Voyim Shmoya. That's what it says. So according to Rashi, when the Brisa says this Miyamin and this Mismol, one of Rabbeinu Tam's kashas on Rashi is that that's a funny way to say it, because you're going in the same direction. So why are you calling this miyamin and this misamol? You understand the question?
Like this, like that.
So the Rishonim say, they answer Rashi, that the Gemara is looking at the tefillin as being centered on the head. So it's calling this miyamin and this misamol. The point is that with the tefillin, like the dividing line, like the tefillin, like the center of the tefillin is the center of the head. So there's miyamin and there's misamol. So that's an okay way to refer to it. So when the Brisa says Kadesh Libayakaviyachom Yamin, it means the Yamin of the person reading it. His Yamin, a person reading it. And Shema Bayam Shemoya is on his small, but Vahakari Kari Kasidun, and he's reading it in order. Shema Bayam Kadesh Vayakaviyachom Shema Bayam Shemoya. Rashi, Kasidun Shengsun Matayra, Mukta Mukum Alocha Mocher. The person feeling opposite me. Because he's reading from right to left. So that's also Nichlal in the Gemara's Teretz. Veninza Koiron Kesidron. Vodetona Ipcha, the Mashma Kadesh Vayakviachom is small, Aminiach Komar. Do you mean Shulkore? Okay, so he's he reads it straight. Okay, so that's, look at the Shulchan Aruch and Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph. Seder Hanachosan Bebotim. Seder Hanachosan Bebotim. The Rashi v'Harambam Kadesh Mismol Hameiniach Bebeis Hachitzon. Kadesh is in that bias. V'achrov ki yiviyacho b'bayis sheni, u'shma b'bayis hashlishi, v'hoyom shemoya b'bayis haravii, shehu beis hachitzo liyamino, which is the second brisa, actually. Okay, which is actually the second brisa. Okay, now look at Tosfos. The fourth line of Tosfos, the v'yamaschol v'akari kari kesidron, obviously. And the fourth line, the Kushal or Rabbeinu Tam. So this is good old. I know where the name Rabbeinu Tam Tillman comes from. If it would have said the Kushal or Re, it would have been called Re's Tillman. Kushal or Rabbeinu Tam. Now, my Palginu, why split it up? Shakori, Shtaim, Harishonos, Miyamin, Shtaim, Achronos, Mismol. Elohim, Harishonim, Miyamin, Vachalacheris, Mismol. A whipchod, the gimel vishonos miyamin, a vias mismol. Like, why split it up that way? Like, you can call everything going from right to left. That's right. Like, there's no. So al kaponim. So that's what the achrayim, some mishayim, the answer Rashi that we're looking at the head as being centered. So that's miyamin. That's mismol. Mufarshim in utam. So Ben Antam has a different pshat in the Gemara. He has pshat. That's the same. He's interpreting the Brisa. So when it says Kadesh Vayikviyacho Miyamin, that's Miyamin Hakori. That's the same. Umismo Shalkore Havishma Mibachutz. And when it comes learning the Brisa, Mismo means Mismo Shalkore going the other way.
Coming inside,
right? Going from the outside also, from the outside in. From small, starting from the small side, not going to the left, but miyamin is. Now I'm looking at it as if it's someone facing me because we're talking about his yamin. So kadesh v'yakviyacha, and mismol means from his small is shma v'hayim shemoa. So that's why the Brisa says it that way: mismol u'miyamin. Okay, so that's why the Gemara says it that way. Now it's clear why the Gemara says it that way. That's Mismol and that's Miyamin.
There's only Machlokes in those
two. Right. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Chempir the Sanhedrin, Kol Beis Achitzon, okay, V'chein Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon holds like Rabbeinu Tam claims, and he would give the following simon. Havayus lahadode the V'hoya parashas with the word V'hoya in the title, they are together. And according to Rashi, they're not together. According to Rashi, Shema Vayim Shmoya, Kadosh Vayim Kviyacha, Shema Vayim Shmoya. According to Rabbi Tam, it's Kadosh Vayim Kviyacha, Vayim Shmoya, Shema. So the V'hoya is the Adode. Vayim Kviyacha, Vayim Shmoya, Pnimi Yezu Eitzuzu. V'chem B'chubat HaGoyim, because of Rav Yosef Toid Elam. Another simen is that the shins are near the shins, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shema and Kadesh are near the shins of the tefillin. You don't like the simen, don't use it. If it's given as a simen, the Rishonim, you can be sure that Alpi Kabbalah, that's part of it. Oh, now there's a problem that we didn't deal with yet. According to Rashi, Vakori Kori Kasidron meant the person standing reading it is going to read it in order. What does it mean according to Rabbeinu Tam? The Haide Komar Kori Kori Kasidron Latkamai Shapirish Makunshus Kaseda Shaksudas Batayra. Now the Mephorish Rabbeinu Tam, the Husiyum Habraisa, the Ketzat Sidron, the Komar Shakori Kaseder Shemunochim Betfilin Miyamino Lismolo, the Ainu Kadesh Vayakaviyacha. In other words, it's just explaining, it's just like following up and explaining the braisa. It's just elaborating on its teretz. It's not giving, and the Kari will now read it. It's positioned this way in tefillin and to clarify, it's a clarification. And the Kari reads it that way, meaning we're going miyamin to the small. Then Tosfos says, "B'mechiltas mashma like Rashi." The Yesh Litchos, the important Tosfos says at the end, "The B'ksivas haSoifer Ka'amar." It's very important that even Rabbi Tam's Moida that it has to be written in the order that it's given in the Torah.
Just a question: there was no Masorah.
Oh. We're gonna go, that's what I want to go through now. I had a piece of paper here, though, which of course I could never find. I always prepare it before, and then I can never find it.
Tom
was actually his grandson, yes.
But now
she only had daughters. She only had daughters. That's the legend of these. What?
But which film did they
do? I'm sorry?
The daughters were still. Right?
That's what they say. Oh, okay. Well, there's some interesting things here. Okay. So if you look at, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch now. Shulchan Aruch says. So let's go back. Some sources. The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef on the Torah writes in the shame of the smog in the Mordechai that Sheshochu Ksav Neeretz Yisrael Shenofla Bima Shol Kever Yecheskel. Apparently something fell from Kevi Yecheskel. Umotzu shom tefillin yeshana ma'oid k'seder haramba. Rashi and Rambam is the same. Chena Rashi v'tshuva herich b'dover zeh the docha divrei Rabbeinu Tam b'sof ha'tshuva kosov so v'dover dati noitik Rashi v'haramba v'aleim on osoim chin v'oisan ma'isa v'chena yonoygin Rabbeinu Yoyne v'ramban. So that's where Minigoyim Krashi v'Rambam is based on the Beis Yosef, Tshuvas HaRashba, that the major Rishonim did like Rabbeinu Tam. The Drisha writes on the tour.
Bishamati
Bishen, what? Like Rashi and the Rambam. Now the Drisha writes, Bishamati Bishen Moiri, that that which they found, those tefillin in the Chevi Yecheskel, Ben Otam would say they were Nignaz, that they were apostle. They were written the wrong way, and they were in Geniza. V'lchei Nikbru B'Kivro, and that was the minute. Yeah, you put Seamus into the kever. Okay, that's the Drisha. The Bach slugs up the Drisha. So there's no reason to put it in Geniza. Certainly the Shel Rosh, you could switch it around. Which is one of the riots that Rabbeinu Tam's Moida, how you have to write it. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it was written out of order. If according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin are written out of order, then you certainly have to be Geniza it. But since like the Rabbeinu Tam also was written in the right order, so you can just switch it around. So that's what the Bach says. It's not logical that they put it in Geniza. Another thing you see from the Bach, what does the Bach say? They should have switched it around. They should have switched it around. So, why? Well, it's because they held Rashi was puzzled. So we can't make Rashi tefillin into Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. That's considered a horodah mikdusha. Since the consensus of Pesach is like Rashi, so you can't form a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, it says, by changing around the order of Rashi tefillin. Because that's considered a horodah mikdusha. A horodah mikdusha. Mashenkein, but they were Rabbeinu Tam's people. If you're looking at it, that is tefillin, so they could, someone who also got Rabbeinu Tam could take, if you have a definitive psak, then certainly you could take Rashi's tefillin and make it into Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have a definitive psak, so we can't, because to us, Rashi is the ikker. Adrabba, we can take Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and make it into Rashi. Because we pass the acres like Rashi. Then the Radvaz, it says it's also Yumazalzel and the other Shita. So it was famous that the Gra, who wrote Svechain Iker, it was famous that the Gra only wore Rabbeinu Rashi tefillin. Wouldn't even put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And it was asked by Rav Chaim Volozhin why he doesn't put it on for a few minutes, whatever. Oh no. So the Talmud said, this one with the Kroah himself, who is filling every moment, so he could understand that he's not going to put on the Talmud filling, because there'll be those moments without filling, because the basic fact is like Rashi. But he has to grow, I anyway don't wear filling the whole day. So, is there anything wrong with my wearing or Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Because I'm not taking away from anything. Because Rusa was here, you know, he's not here now. What? Yeah, I know. What? So the Gro answered him that if you really want to be Yitzhak, all the Shitas of Tefillin, you have to wear 24, and he worked with him the sugya, and he had like 24 different ways that tefillin could be made. And there's another story where he said 64. There's another story where he said 64.
Both hot water and cold water.
Yeah, then
we shall roast.
Just
the parashiyos, or is
that anything? What? No, Mustafa. Mustafa, there's four major sheetas about the parashiyos, by the way. There's another two sheetas. the parasha. Chazanish did not wear a minotam tefillin at all. Yeah, Rizal was the one that, like, really put into vogue wearing a minotam tefillin. Shari Tshuva brings it down. That was able to be with Chaim.
We're just wearing both at the same time.
You're supposed to wear both because there's room to wear two tefillin. That the Gemara says many times. Mokum yesh to wear two pairs of tefillin. So you can wear it at the same time. There's no reason to wear it consecutively. Chaim the Sefer Amunas Chachamim Periklamet Shehiksha. How in the world did any suffix ever arise with tefillin? If they argued, so they should have just opened up people's tefillin and saw what people were wearing. Harishon should have stopped the Peirish Shema Boyim Shemoy on the small was shot in the Gemara. Should have opened the pair of tefillin. She says, besides that that's shot in the Gemara, there's sideness in the tefillin. She says, "Umayat Tahara Moshe Rabbeinu, Amon Bnei Yisrael, Shitzorach Lasos Tefillin." He says, a nigla, like I'll be pashtus, so it's like Rashi. But there was always a soid, a more mystical mahalach of the tefillin, which is represented by Rabbeinu Tam Shita. This is what the Sefer writes. There's a Tam Goli of tefillin and a Tam Nister. So the Tam Goli, according to the Tam Goli, it would be like Rashi, but a Tam Nister would be like Rabbeinu Tam. So he says there was always, from the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu taught like, that's what the Sefer says. I don't know if he says it as a teretz or he knows it. I don't know. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael like Rashi. I don't think so. And he taught a select few, like the people that taught them like Rabbeinu Tam. So there was no way to ever determine, like, which is the... So there was always the two pairs of tefillin around. So he says, people found tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam, so that's how Rabbeinu Tam became entrenched as Pshat the Gemara. But the Yoidei Dover always knew that there's the Pashtus tefillin and there's the Alpisoid tefillin. And that they're both right. And Elu Ve'elu. But there would be Rabbeinu Tam tefillin always around. They always existed. So people would then, so what happened is people saw those tefillin and interpreted the Gemara of Pino's tefillin. He brings down two more sheetas that the place do not bring down. Derived on the Rambam and Perel Gimel Hilchos Tefillin. The Ravid says, "Kadesh miyamin haminiach." Kadesh miyamin haminiach. Then the two vahoyas, vahoyak viyacha, and like Rabbeinu Tam vahoyam shemoya, and then Shema on the small. That's the Ravid. And the Ravid says of Shem Rabbeinu Hai. That means there's actually three sheetahs of Rabbeinu Hai. The Ravid brings down Rabbeinu Hai the way we just said. Rabbeinu Tam brings down Rabbeinu Hai. And Tosfos, that the Rabbeinu Hai holds like Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rambam in the Tshuvah Chachmei Gunil said they opened up the tefillin of Rabbeinu Hai and it was like Rashi's tefillin. So that's... Then there's a fourth sheetah of the Shimusha Rabba. That's a Kabbalistic work. They put Kadesh on the right, then Voyam Viyacha, and then Shema, and then Voyam Shemaya. So it's like Rabbeinu, like Rashi in order, but going the other way. And the Rosh explains the Shimusha Rabba, which was an earlier work, like Rashi. and so does Tosfos. But the postures of the Shemush Rabbah is the exact opposite. So it's brought down that the mice of his four shitas, four major shitas. Vayim b'shara kavonos l'Rav Chaim Vital. The dad, the b'tchila mo'rizal, meaning the arizal, would wear both pair of tefillin together. And mincha, he would only wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Then he made Rashi tefillin like the Shemusha Rabbah, and he would wear that by mincha. Because that... Rav Sholem Gaon wrote the Shemush Rabbah. Okay, let's look at Sif Beis.
Why does Mara writes it like this hidden lashon?
What do you mean? Like every Gemara is machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What's shot in the Gemara? You can always ask why the Gemara was wrote itself in a way that could be interpreted two ways. That's Torah. Torah. That's every machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the Shas. It's a. I'm not saying it was deliberate.
What the thing is saying. We get two different kinds of tefillin.
Yeah.
There's no
count
to that in the Gemara.
Well, he's answering a question. What's the name of the sefer, just so you can quote it, right? Emunas Chachamim Lahagon Hamakubal Aviad Sar Shalom. I don't know who that is. The question, the obvious question, everybody answers the question. So he answers that Rabbeinu Tam is correct, Al Pisoid. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the secret to people who were holding there. So both tefillin always existed. That's why Rabbeinu Tam could come along and like say a different shot in the Gemara, because there were always those pair of tefillin hanging around. Okay, let's look at Sif Beis now. Yirei Shemayim Yetzi Yedei Shnehem. That's the basis of Shita, the Mechaber Shita. The Yasa Shtei Sugos Tefillin, the Yoniach Shneim, put them on at once, one time. The Yechavim Ba'anachosam, but also Shema Liba Dil, Asani Yotzi Yudei Chayvasi. Can't be over Baltoisif. Suri Yishayim with Baltoisif. So he should be Mechavim that the ones that are the correct ones, I want to be Yotzi. Tashorim Kiritzuos Bialma, just wearing boxes. If it's too hard for him, and then afterwards, after davening, that's what he says now, the Yeshomim Shemoyuchal Nich Vasachas, Yeniach Shal Rashi, Yvorach Aleim, you should make the bracha over Rashi's. This is the most common minhag now. Siv Gimel says, "Lo yasu kain elamisha muchzuk b'chursum b'chasidus." In Siv Beis, he's lashem lozirei shemayim. Now he's qualifying that we're not talking. Siv Dalit says, I want to go over to Mishnah Berurah Blina tomorrow. There's a possibility I won't be here tomorrow, so we'll do it Thursday. Mishnah Berurah of these three Seif, of all the Seif, of this Seif, over to Mishnah Berurah. Loyasa, yeah, Dalit is Loyaniach Shnei Azugas B'Kis Echad. You can't put them in the same kiss. Shrecha Me'em Uchol. I guess according to that Mandi Omer, according to the Amunas Chachonim, maybe that's not necessarily the case. So you see, the halacha doesn't go with his mahalach. That they're both. I mean, anyway, you say elu ve'elu, but why is it one's chol? But according to him, it's possible they're both Kodesh. We see the halacha does not reckon with that possibility. So you can't put them both in the kisecha or shechel memuchol, kosel anicha in the kisecha tefillin. Aliyas or shnei kis in the simon the chol kis, they shall eat and shall zeb and zeb, because according to each one, the other one is possible.
If you, according to the Mishnah the other day, you're massive.